wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
That was new music from Kanye West featuring T.I. It's called Ye Versus the People. And you heard how he ended it. He said, let the people talk. And that's exactly what we are going to do today. I'm hashtag Jess Wondering. What do you think about this new music from Kanye West? With everything that's going on with him in the media, he is Twitter happy right now. What y'all think about this song?
I started off, I thought it was genius. You know what I mean? The setup for it, you know, with him going on a rant. And then he kind of explained in the song what he was talking about in his different tweets. You know, when he talked about, he said, hey, I was in the closet for a while. I was in the sucking place. And that's what everybody's been saying about Kanye, he addressed in the song. And he picked the perfect person for the rebuttal, man. T.I., I think it was genius.
Inkai, what you got on it?
I loved it. I think Kanye had to make a statement with him going to the Trump Tower and everybody wanted to know what was going on. I think the song was brilliant. I love the fact that, you know, he's back and forth with Tip, just regular discussion, like barbershop debates. You know what I'm saying? This is something that definitely got to be discussed. He was like, yo, what should I do, rap about crack? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Talk about strippers and stuff like that. Like, come on, let's be for real. We as entertainers, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that's going on in the world. So, yeah, I like it. I like where it's coming from.
Well,
the setup was kind of weird, but at the same time, I understand his point.
Well, lyrically, I love it because I love music that has a story, has a message, and things like that. Lyrically, I loved it. I think that T.I. was the perfect pick for this, for him to go back and forth with. I think that was a smart move on it. I like the message that he's trying to send of love. You know, like, let's stop this hate. Let's love. I also like the beginning where he says, you know, Donald Trump proves that I can be anything that I want to be. I get that. I hear you. And I can deal with a difference of opinion. That's what this is showing you, that you can have a difference of opinion without going out here and fighting and it turning to something negative and violence. Here's what I don't like. When he does say that, do I need to rap about drugs and killing and sex in order for me to be a part of the culture? No, Kanye, you ain't never rapped about that before, and you were a major part of the culture. I definitely don't think that you have to rap about that. Don't make that seem like that's all the culture is. The culture is much more than that. And, you know, he says that he's out of the closet now. You might be, I think you're in a different closet. I think that you're in this rich world where you're not in tune with what reality is or what's really happening with the people out here. So I think you still in a closet, Kanye. It's just a different closet. I'm hashtag just wondering what Burpee thinks.
With that blonde hair, he definitely in the closet. I'm definitely not feeling the song. I'm in the minority, probably. I'm not feeling the song at all, Kanye. I'm not. He's saying Trump is lets me know I can be what I want to be. Okay, we get that. But with his tweets, with the saying that Obama didn't do nothing for Chicago, Obama wasn't supposed to only focus on Chicago when he was in office. With him saying that, with him wearing the Make America Great Again, with him meeting with Trump, like, okay, I get it. That's your opinion. No, all black people don't have to be Democrats. No, but that doesn't mean we have to like what President Trump is doing. It's not, President Trump is not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about an ignorant man that's in office who's the president making terrible decisions for everybody in the United States of America. That's what that is. That's what that is about. So for Kanye to be, I don't know, man. I'm off of the Kanye wave. I don't care about it. It's not a good song to me. The concept is great. Don't get me wrong. Concept is great, but it's just not a good song to me.
Well, we want to hear your opinion on Just Wondering today. Hit us up 570-WPEG and let us know what you think about this new music from Kanye West featuring T.I., Ye Versus the People.
Always keeping it real. Keep it
real. It's No Limits. Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
It is 8:51 here in the Carolinas, and we are talking about the brand new music from Kanye West featuring T.I. It's called Ye Versus the People. We gotta hop on these phone lines because I am hashtag just wondering, what do you think about the song? Good morning, Power 98.
The song was incredibly powerful just because of the way that he set the climate for the song. So for me, what I interpret from that is, who's to say that we can't change our political affiliation? If you can't beat them, join them. So what if the majority of people that were Democratic decided to let's just say, become Republicans and change their political affiliation, would we then be more powerful because we would kind of be beating them at their own game?
That's a different thought. A different thought pattern. Kanye West, T.I. brand new song is called Ye Versus the People. In the song, T.I. represents the people, and Kanye definitely represents Kanye. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I really like the song. I seen where Kanye was coming from when he came out with the tweets. A lot of people, we don't understand issues in the country. We don't understand why things are being done. We don't even understand why we have a bigot in office. I understand we're not supposed to like him. We're not them, but just like Kanye said, we have to have a difference in opinion. We have to also know the underlining of what makes this country great. And everything that made the country great left the country when Clinton was in office. And now that Trump is in office and he's fixing the mess, killing the NAFTA trade deals, starting a trade war with China. A lot of people don't understand it. They're saying why he's doing all of this stuff, but in the long run, what you're paying $10 for, you're going to end up paying $6 to $5 for, because you know why? We ended up on the short end of the stick.
Okay. Thank you for breaking that down. Good morning.
Yes. I feel that the Kanye West song is lyrically a good song, but content-wise, it's horrible. The fact that he says that we're all still slaves is ridiculous.
Okay.
You know, content-wise, we can't just get so caught up in what Kanye says on there. There's a whole nother person on this song who is presenting a whole nother side, and that person is T.I. We can't forget about that. And in all reality, Kanye is bringing light to... There are some people out here in the world that agree with what Kanye is saying. They feel exactly how Kanye feels, and he's bringing light to the other side of the argument.
And that's what he says in the song.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I wanted to comment on the Kanye West song. So I get it. The whole concept is a cool concept because he gets to state his point. T.I. gets to state his point. But I just think it's ignorant if you can put out a song endorsing him, saying make America great again, and you can completely disregard everything that he has said about minority people as a whole, blacks, Mexicans, anyone, completely disregard what he said about women, how he's treated women, how he's disregarded people with disabilities. I just think it's all just very ignorant on Kanye's part, and I'm with Burpee. I hate the song. I hate the fact that he's even putting that out there, make America great again, endorsing Donald Trump. That's just awful.
And you know what? That's what he says. He says in the song, and that's why his album is Love Everyone, because he's trying to get everybody to stop using the word hate. He's trying to get you to stop hating. I think the song lends the great conversation. And everybody forgets that it's a different side of the argument other than your opinion.
I like the fact that this song can lead to such great conversation. Do I agree with everything that Kanye West says? No. But we will see. For everybody that is showing such outrage over what Kanye West is doing and what he is, the feelings that he is expressing, we'll see when that album comes up. It'll be put up or shut up time. If that album sells, we will see how people really feel about this.
All right, Charlotte's plug, man. If you didn't get your opinion in, you definitely can get it in on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Black Smart is up next with your chance to win tickets. Then check out the Migos tomorrow night.
No limit.